in the name of Jesus.
The Galatians had it laid into them straight and solid. No beating about the bush. There's good news and there's bad news. First, the good news. It's an apostle that's talking, therefore it's not just his two bits worth. Not from men, not through men, but through Jesus Christ and God the Father who raised him from the dead. You can't get it anything more solid than that. So what follows? What comes of that? Churches is what comes from that. Not some isolated human specimens, but joined together in church. They know who is being addressed, and to them, another lot of foundational core data is given in the greeting. Grace is the first bestowing word, and with grace comes peace, the real thing, from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. And what comes from Jesus Christ? He is the one who gave himself for our sins to deliver us from the present age according to the will of God and Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Got that? You can't get it any more good news than that. But what follows? Not going on in the good news, the gospel. That has been displaced by something called another gospel. How can you tell the difference? By Christ. Another gospel has another Christ, not the one the apostle has just recalled them to, the one they have deserted. The apostle won't let them stop short of facing up to Christ. Knocking Paul out does not get them clear of Christ. The one they are replacing with another Christ. Now that is something that they are unwilling to admit. Nobody is challenging Christ. Oh dear no. The problem is only in what needs more to be said about Christ. That can always be improved, expanded, interpreted relevant to our questions and problems, worked into our program. And there must be something that we can show for it, and that best what God expects, demands, like circumcision. No one admits to adjusting Christ. It's the gospel we're working on. The apostle won't let them get away with that. Adjusted gospel is adjusted Christ. And for an adjusted gospel, you don't really finally need Christ. The apostle goes on to make that quite clear. Can you go on talking a gospel that can go on even if Jesus had not been crucified? Then the stumbling block of the cross has been removed. Then Christ died to no purpose. The only Christ who is your Savior is the one crucified. The death he died there for your sins is your death for your sins. He did it in your place. I am crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life that I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not nullify the grace of God. For if justification were through the law, then Christ died to no purpose. To pervert the gospel of Christ is then to nullify the grace of God. Then Christ died to no purpose. If that is the Christ you are talking about, then you have fallen away from grace. There can't be much worse bad news than that. It is the rejection, the opposite of the good news. The good news was all about what Christ has done. They have turned away from him to something else, something that they call gospel, running it still under his name. Tricky business. That is bad enough. But there is still worse bad news, and that targets those who have been preaching another gospel. They get the straight curse. The preachers of another gospel do not come straight out against Christ. The apostle says, "Watch out, they are not straightforward." He gives some clues to help us recognize what is going on. They make much of you. Persuasive talkers. What are they working you toward? They may indeed say lots of nice things in praise of Christ, but then comes the hooker. "Oh, how I love Jesus." But then, if you want to make sure of Christ, there's something you'd better see to, better work on. Christ plus something more. That something more which is added to Christ is clearly from men. This is quite clear when it is referenced to men, evidenced by men. The history of the church tells of the unapostolic succession of things added to Christ as Christ clinches, evidences that can show that Christ really works. Look at us, or worse still, look at me. There is every variety of such infringement of Christ. Spot your own special one. What is it you look to make Christ for sure? The preachers of another gospel in the churches of Galatia were thumping circumcision. Christ is great. We don't deny all the good things that Paul has been telling you about him, but if you want to be sure it's okay with you before God, you jolly well better be circumcised. For that is undoubtedly commanded by God. So they had God and his law on their side. It's in the Bible. The preachers nowadays who preach another gospel, what are they thumping as additions to Christ to make it show, to make sure it's okay with you before God? If he is blessing you, why is that? If you want to be sure of his blessing, what is it you'd better be doing? Are you tithing? Do you have more than one pair of shoes? Are you happy? Don't you want to be happy? Here's how to make it happen with Jesus. Let me tell you about me and my Jesus. Faith plus obedience is not faith alone, is not Christ alone. The apostle makes it clear that another gospel is not a gospel at all. And what is not the gospel is then clearly recognizable as the law. And if that's how you want it with God, there's no bad news worse than that. There's good news and there's bad news. What's for you? Get it straight and clear. Read on further in Galatians, all the way through, until everything you add to Christ to make him sure has been stripped away, and you have nothing left to be sure of, but only our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins to deliver us from the present evil age, according to the will of God and the Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. No, not yet. Amen. Be sure to read on through to chapter 5, for sure, and chapter 6. And there Paul seems to have three goes at ending the letter, like some sermons you may have heard. We are not saved by imitation of Paul, but only by the message delivering Christ. That is the gospel, which he was made an apostle by the Lord to proclaim. Sometime you too. Cast out the slave, you were baptized into Christ. For freedom Christ has set us free. Stand fast, therefore, and do not submit again to a yoke of slavery. If I were still pleasing men, I should not be a servant of Christ. Amen.
We kneel for prayer.